You may not think of a sock monkey as a piece of art, but a new show featuring all different textiles, including sock monkeys, wants to change your mind. The exhibition features a type of art known as surface design. All that's needed is some type of fiber and a surface to transform. The rest is up to the imagination. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt has more.
The new art show is whimsical. It's innovative, colorful, and contemplative. The pieces are as diverse as the artist who made them. Take the brightly colored silk-painted tree rings, the ombre scarf expertly draped over a mannequin, or what appears to be a painting of a jockey and a racehorse. Upon closer inspection, you can see tiny stitches actually make up the texture. Fiber Fusion is a traveling art show, the first surface design show to travel around a state. People mulled about the grand opening in the Tri-Cities, where 77 works of art are on display. Surface design may be less familiar than other types of art, like painting or photography, but it has an active group of artists in Washington. It's a form of textile art that's created when any sort of fiber, like yarn, cloth, or paper, transforms or manipulates the surface of a textile. In the late 1970s, the art world saw a renewed interest in textiles, and surface design became more popular. 30 years ago, these works included only pieces dyed, printed, or painted on pre-existing cloth. Now, surface design has expanded to include sculptures and wall hangings and wearable art. Jeannie McMacken is a surface design artist from Port Townsend, Washington.
It's more than just working with cloth. I mean, you have to know how to handle different types of tools, everything from drills to powered saws.
You'll see that range on display in this show. One sculpture is made of tiny strips of cane, randomly woven together in the shape of an oversized egg. In the middle of the gallery, a 5-foot-long tube sock sits on a pedestal on the floor. It's covered in dozens of vintage sock monkeys. Lane Goldsmith is an art professor at the University of Washington. She helps select the juried pieces.
The fact that this work exists all together in this room is a totally unnatural thing, you know, to bring all these pieces together that are so diverse.
But Goldsmith says that's the beauty. The gallery displays the breadth of surface design. Take Jeannie McMacken. In this show, McMacken displays a tribute to those who died in the terrorist attacks in Paris. She wanted to express her heartbreak in a way that could make people think. So she turned to her art and began experimenting with gunpowder. McMacken carried an old Pyrex pie dish into a field, poured in musket gunpowder, and lit it.
It creates this enormous amount of smoke. When it floated up, it maintained the round shape of the Pyrex dish.
That visual of the smoke from the gunpowder floating through the air helped her conceptualize the finished work, which is haunting and thoughtful. A white silk dress floats toward the gallery ceiling, almost like a cloud. It's burnt with gunpowder, its edges singed. Stiffened white and gray tulle rises toward the top of the dress, representing billowing smoke.
This is my vision of one of the women who was sitting at the cafe that night having a lovely dinner, and now she's a spirit.
But this show isn't just for artists like McMacken with 30 years of experience. At each stop around the state, local artists get to display their works alongside the juried selections. That gives newer artists a chance to try their hands at surface design without the pressure of a juried exhibition. Next stop, Redmond. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News, Richland.